still alive. Still trying to kick.
Yeah, for everybody that out there that doesn't know Shkwait Shakhlach, he's my brother and he's an extreme survivalist. He's survived the Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the big fires of a couple of years ago, and also the big flood of a couple of years ago. So big inspiration for myself and many other people all around the world that know his history and story. So yeah, really awesome. And I really enjoyed your song, Judas Priest, Panic Attack. Pretty strong lyrics in that, eh?
Yeah. I thought the stopped being a group once Ozzy left. But that's a fairly new song that I come across.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty recent. Yeah. I think it's been not even a week old, I think. Yeah, so anyways, we have a subject and it's on medicine. So I know in our language we call it laman. And it was always a big part of our culture and our traditions and our heritage. And sometimes we even had to use our old traditional medicine to get all better and healed up. And our grandmother and grandparents would always burn it out whenever we were in our worst times. So, yeah, so I'd love to hear what you have to say about medicine.
I know our laman was really good, you know, and if everybody, you know, gets all down about the new medicines, you know, they are starting to get compromised by dollar signs, eh? Mm-hmm. But I know our great grandpa and grandma, they told me, you know, because everybody tried to frown on medicines.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me, don't listen to them. You want to go on two routes? You know, tell them the doctors and the pharmaceutical departments take those same routes and make it taste at least a little better.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. I remember, yeah. Our roots, that our strongest medicine that we had, and Gran used to make it up for us, and I used to get better just smelling this stuff, never mind drinking it.
Yeah.
It was just so powerful.
So you know, for the most part, I have a little faith in the medicines, but over the last, you know, well, maybe since they started making money off it, they started compromising, because, you know, we used to watch American TV, eh? And, you know, they always have these new medicine commercials.
Oh, yeah.
And then at the end, they read, like, 20-paragraph disclaimer saying, oh, this could happen. You could get cancer of the toes. So be careful taking it and all that, you know. They just talk it off so quick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they should do that for, you know, all these flu shots and everything else, because you know we're all just cheap, you know. The doctor and the government say this is good for you, take it. Then, you know,
yeah,
next thing we know we're flopping around
or got so, Guillain-Barré syndrome.
so you have to really watch what you're taking these days, because you know, it's just freaky how greedy us hairless apes get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Know?
Yeah, so, yeah, but, yeah, medicine, I figure, you know, it's got me past Guillain-Barré and got me past lymphoma, and hopefully they'll have all run their course and keep me healthy for another 60, 70 years.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, But you know, we can't get all panic attack as soon as the doctor says, "Ooh, you should take this medicine." You know, because some medicines are good.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to really find the disclaimers.
Yeah. Plus, we don't know which one's gonna help us the most. Some of them are way more effective for us than other people, and then some other medicine is better for other people. So it's just a matter of like finding out whether we're allergic or very receptive to the medicine we take.
Yeah, it's like that immune boosters they were trying to give me at the time. They were giving me the intravenous chemos, remember? Started to swell up like the pills, very dull.
Yeah. I remember.
So, you know that was good medicine, but at the same time, it wasn't good for me.
It helped
other patients in the chemo center, but
so
you just have to really watch the intake.
Yeah.
Read the disclaimers and everything. So I don't totally say, we got to go back to our roots.
Mm. For sure, you'd have to choke down a root or boil it up and go find it.
They stink and take days to prepare.
Yeah.
When we can just go to the doctor, get diagnosed and
get a prescription.
Prescribe the possible solution right away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, medicine's not only the pills, but how others help us get through these situations.
Absolutely.
If you like you and the brothers and sisters and dad and mom were there, helped me get through the teen break bit, even though I was all laid up and everything, we could still joke around and, laughter's a good medicine.
Oh, yeah, for
so,
sure.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
You know, you guys, we'd get to talking and start laughing, even though I was suffering and in pain.
Yeah.
But, you had to remember good times.
Yeah.
So, laughter's a good medicine.
Mm, yeah.
Happiness.
Yeah.
And sharing each other's company.
Mm.
Yeah, so there's the medicines and there's the happiness and the sharing of company. Those are all good medicines.
Mm, beautiful. Well, we really thank you for sharing and coming on live and giving us some of the knowledge and insight of what helped you get through all your afflictions and all the disasters that you went through, and just pretty amazing and helpful and always encouraging. I always look forward to our programs and getting to talk and hear from you and the rest of our co-hosts. It's just so special. I just thank you guys and appreciate it. So, lots of appreciation for you.
Yeah, I thank you guys for having me on. I thank you for all your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love.
Mm.
You there at the, at the studio and all those listening.
Mm.
I send it all back to you 100-fold.
Gukstrem. Okay, well, we're going to have to say bye for now, and we're looking forward to hearing from your music next week and also some of your wisdom for next week also.
So, okay.
Yeah, thank you for joining us, and bye for now.
Yeah, bye for now.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Shkwait Shekhlach from Goishkinah, BC, and up. Coming next, we're going to have with us Kit Boo, one of the founding members of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, and we have a song from him, and it's from The Sword called Turn to Dust. So let's have a listen to that. We have Kit Boo on the line, and we're just going to let our song play in the background. It's called Turn to Dust, and it's from this band called The Sword. How are you doing, Kit Boo? We haven't heard from you in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a hot minute. It's been a while.
Yeah.
I'm doing great. I'm doing good. I'm glad to hear you. It's good to hear your voice again.
Yeah, very nice to hear you again, and just awesome to have you, and I was just mentioning to everyone out there that you're one of the founding members of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
Me, Chief John Shackley, you, and Fairy.
Yeah.
And Wegedusk.
Yeah.
Wegedusk or Paul.
Yeah, and we were.
Yeah.
Today we have our subject of our program, and it's called medicine.
Medicine, that's the subject we're talking about. Yes, my brother informed me of that.
Yeah. So, yeah, it'd be nice to hear from you on what you have to say about medicine.
Okay, let's see. Medicine. It's very subjective. It's personal to each and every one of us. What makes us healthy, when it's sort of the spiritual realm or the spiritual aspect of medicine. But there's doctors. Doctors are helpful. I've learned throughout my life to not fight them. Now that might say something like I've been in a position to fight them, and I have, because the medicine I took at one point in my life was no good for my my mind. It was an amphetamine, and I took much too much of it against the doctor's orders. The doctor prescribed me, say, 30 milligrams a day. I took up to 100, and eventually I got schizophrenia. Now, yeah, I was going through schizophrenia the last time we met with my brother. I don't know if he told you that.
No.
But it was another, it prompted me to say no again, because there was a medication I needed and I took too much of. And then there was another medication that I needed after that to fight the schizophrenia, to kind of treat it. And I didn't want to take that. So I went through, I guess, yeah, I mean, it's personal, but I'll say it on the air right now. I went through about 4 trips to the hospital, to the psych ward. And it's pretty popular that happens, unfortunately, people go to the psych ward. But you got to wonder why, you know? So I'm taking the same medication I took then, but I'm taking it accordingly. And I'm doing well. I'm working. I have a few drinks every now and then. I don't know. Medicine in the West has sort of become a thing, I don't know, like something for the doctors rather than for the people. Because spiritually is sort of, I don't know, the people are being fed medicine for the spirit from the physical world. And it's confusing for a lot of us. Mm-hmm. Also with the opiate epidemic and the fentanyl epidemic, and yeah, it's a good topic. I'm glad you picked that one today.
Yeah,
I'm sure a lot of people have a lot to say about medicine,
mm-hmm.
and their own medicine that they're taking along their journey to kind of help them and cure their ailments. Right now I'm taking two from the doctor, Abilify and Dexedrine for my ADHD. Those are my medicines. Yeah, but alcohol can be considered a medicine. So could coffee and marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's quite a few medicines out there, and yeah, it's a journey figuring out which one's right for you and which ones are not good for you.
Yeah.
And that's to say that you are supposed to have a healthy life or you aren't. That's basically what that question is. Is it right for you or is it not?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we all have our medicines that help us out more so than others. I like what you mentioned about, you know, fentanyl and alcohol, and then into the other worlds of just using regular coffee and other things that help us throughout the day. And they can be considered medicines because they do help us cope with our worst times. And yeah, it's just us figuring out which ones are best for us that help us. And I'm so glad you sound so much healthier and better. I did know some of the knowledge of what you went through. And
it was awful.
I just thank you for coming on and being able to share with us.
Yeah. Sure, I remember when we were at, I think it was IHOP. And Fairy sat me down, and she was in the last parts of her life. And it was strange because I was going through a psychosis, and I thought my life was on the line, and I thought everything was a sign of whether I'd live or die. Mm-hmm. And it was fluctuating from living or dying constantly, which is so stressful.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was going to die. I thought I was going to live. Then I thought I was going to die. My mind was ill and couldn't comprehend the chaos that I was in. It was just submitting to it.
Mm-hmm.
And Fairy was sitting there, and bless her soul, she was I can tell she felt that. She felt what I was going through.
Mm-hmm.
She held my hands and she talked me through it. And although she couldn't talk me through it, she did say some beautiful words. And I think she understood the fear that I felt. Even though it was it wasn't real for her. It definitely was. I think she passed away about 6 months after that, 7 months after that, I think. I don't remember, but she's watching over us, and I hope she's smiling, and I hope we all find our medicine. Not our poison, our medicine.
That's for sure, yeah. Well, I thank you for coming on and joining us and sharing your part of your life story, and I'm sure it's encouraging a lot of people out there to continue to look out for themselves and seek the the help that we need within ourselves. And you're a good example of that. Thank you for being with us and just being a part of our journey of getting Eagle Nation Universal Production started and on the air, and just all the good positive things that we're sharing with everyone. I just appreciate
it. Anytime.
That. Yeah. So I guess we're going to have to say bye for now, and thank you for joining us and sharing with us, and we'll be hopefully hearing from you again very soon.
I hope so. Yeah. Okay. We'll plan on it, all right?
All right.
Thanks.
Sounds great.
Thanks, John.
Yeah. Bye
for
now. I love you too. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
All right. That was Kitpu, brother of Wegedesk, and yeah, just a very strong individual that's continuing his battle in this world and doing a fine job and winning. So I just thank him for joining us. And we're going to get on with our show and get to Lady Fahima coming up next. So let's have a listen to some Johnny Cash and a cover song by Justin Johnson and Hurt. That's the name of the song. Let's have a listen. Enjoy, everyone. Pause that song for now, and we're gonna listen to Lady Fahima, who's on the line with us. How are you doing, Lady Fahima?
Hello, dear Chief. I'm doing fantastic. My best wishes, my greeting to the station, to the all the team, your respected listeners, wonderful student of Simon Fraser University, UBC, and the rest of the other students, and all the citizens in the country, in Canada, indigenous people inside and outside of the country as well.
Absolutely. We thank and welcome everybody to join us and just share our adventure and our odyssey of positivity and empowerment and self-growth. And we have a subject today, and it's on medicine. And I'd love to hear from you on what you have to say about medicine.
Absolutely. The medicine is, in my opinion, peace for the world is medicine. Unity of the nation is medicine. We choose to the field in the positive thoughts and action in the Mother Earth is medicine. Passion and humanitarian for all races, individual, especially to the kids, animals, because the kids and animals, they can protect and provide anything for themselves. Mm. They need someone to reach out and help them.
Mm-hmm.
And this is medicine.
Yes.
The best medicine for the for Canada and for the world is justice.
Mm.
That we are going in November 9th
we are going to have Dr. Payam Akhavan, international lawyer of United Nations. Mm-hmm. He's going to be physically with us at the studio and having a wonderful, fascinating interview with him by you, of course, Chief Shackley. And also, I'm just so excited and happy that the medicine of the world, which is justice, is walking physically to the studio with us. And any question a student they have, they can provide it and forward it to you, Chief Shackley, and then we can discuss it at the session.
Beautiful.
And further on, I will we will continue to announce further more details about that interview. Thank you very much for having me. Love and peace each one of you.
Yes, thank you for joining us and sharing those wonderful words and bringing attention to the word justice, which is probably the most healing element in this world, as you said already. And it's just an amazing thing. It's going to be an awesome event when Dr. Akhavan comes and joins us in the studio here and starts sharing some of his viewpoints of wisdom and getting us some justice and empowering us to seek out our own human rights and justice for the world. It's going to be
absolutely
awesome. Yeah, I can't wait, and I'm looking forward to it as well. And I really thank and appreciate you for doing all the effort to bring him over here and get him on our show and program, and it's just amazing, astonishing.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
It's my pleasure, it's my honor, and I'm just so, it's a bounty for me just to have each one of you you know, in the circle of the positivity, and we walk together side by side, shoulder to shoulder, as one body. After all, we have one sky, which is the umbrella, and we are all races walking toward under this one umbrella, that is unity.
Beautiful. Such wonderful, strong words, and I'm always looking forward to hearing your wisdom and knowledge that you have and bring to our program. It's just so empowering and positive and uplifting. And I'm sure all our listeners out there are thinking the same thing. And we want to encourage all our listeners and you out there that are listening right now, we want you to come and join us for our fun drive and be a part of our accomplishments and our road to positivity and humanity. And so anyways, we're gonna have to let you go for now, and we know you're busy, and just lots of love and appreciation for you the rest of your week, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye for now.
Okay. All right, we're gonna wrap up our end of our show here, and we're gonna let you guys go with the rest of the song of Hurt from Johnny Cash and Nine Inch Nails, and this is the cover song from Justin Johnson. So thank you all for joining us, and we'll hear and talk to you guys next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Thank you. Bye for now. Thank you.